This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I know, like the 4 o'clock hour, Jimmy always plays a rap song because Crowder wants more rap music. But I can see on the camera, Crowder's not paying any attention to the music. And I find it funny that every time you try to extend an olive branch, he has no idea that you're playing music.
He can't hear it. He can't hear the music today because he's on remote.
Well, he's not listening anyway. He doesn't have his headphones on. He's talking to somebody in his hotel room. So
let's bring him down.
Yeah. So we'll get headlines here in the 4 o'clock hour. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us, and we'll give away a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks as well. So, and how many lines are we going to give DBJ? Just the two?
Just two. I'm down to give him more if you have any other ideas.
I'm good
but
with two.
We've kind of been sticking to
make
one
it
or
easier.
Two lines. Get them in.
Yeah, I'm good with that. All right, so here's what we'll do for the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to get headlines, and we'll talk some Canes football with DBJ. I saw a breaking news story. You probably know that this is a big deal. I'm not necessarily – like, I saw it, and I texted it on my thread to Appel and Whittingham. And Whittingham responded, oh, you know it's a big soccer story if it makes this thread, if it comes from me. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Paul Tenorio, who's the senior reporter for The Athletic, reports that MLS owners are expected to vote on flipping to a fall-spring calendar at Thursday's meeting, Board of Governors meeting. Changes to competition format are also expected. He said, let's see if it actually comes to a vote, but implications are enormous. And what Whittingham put on the text with me, because I had a feeling it was a big deal, so I put it on the thread with them just to see if they thought it was a big deal. And Whittingham said, honestly, probably best for Miami. Holy bleep, them not having to play in the summer anymore is incredible. A night out in November or December is insanely better for a soccer fan.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense, especially with the new stadium. It makes sense. But, Hawk, to me, I hear that, and I say, finally. Like, let's legitimize the MLS so that it can compare to some of the other big leagues around the world. You want to keep bringing in talent here. We're talking Neymar now potentially coming here, James Rodriguez.
Why? Because it's off-season for them?
Because every major soccer league plays fall to spring, every single one. And I understand why the MLS doesn't. They're not trying to compete against MLB, or excuse me, they're not trying to compete against NFL,
NBA,
and the NHL. So I get it, but get in line with the other major soccer leagues, and it might entice some more talent to actually come here before they're washed at the end. I think the Messi experiment overall has been a huge success. Let's Let's capitalize on that. Get back on the traditional soccer schedule.
Well, we'll see if it happens. I guess that would be pretty big news. All right, let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Look at you, man, getting soccer news, soccer push notifications.
Well, I just happened to see it on my Twitter timeline. I wasn't getting any push notifications, but I thought it jumped out at me as big enough that I would send it to Whittingham and Appel because it seemed interesting to me, and Whittingham confirmed my suspicions that that's a pretty big story. They also are blown away that you have never heard of Gus Johnson.
Yeah. You had to send that in there?
That's why I was on the thread at that moment.
Yeah, understood. Yeah. You see the new vice court?
Well, we saw it yesterday, right?
Well, it was released at 3 p.m. yesterday, laid down officially today.
Oh, all right.
Will Mansell's there. He's posting pictures. First vice night at the Kaseya Center tonight with the Heat hosting the Cavaliers. That'll be at 7:30 p.m.
Nobody's playing for the Cavs, by the way, right?
Well, Sam Merrill is.
So Donovan Mitchell's out. And, Crowder's back. All right. Donovan Mitchell's out. Darius Garland playing?
No. Darius Garland is going to be a significant time.
Oh, all right. So what's the line now? When we started, it was Heat minus 6. Has that moved at all? Heat minus 5.5 actually went lower.
I wonder if there's another injured player that I have not noticed.
Powell over under 23.5 tonight. That has raised significantly as the season has gone on.
Yeah. All-star.
Andrew Wiggins, 18.5. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 15.5. Jokic, 12.5. Kalel Ware, 11.5. Davion Mitchell, 10.5. Has he done much this season? Is he getting any minutes?
Davion's been great. He set the screen for Andrew Wiggins on that play. No, he's been phenomenal. He's not putting up massive scoring numbers, but it's what makes his Heat team so fun. Everybody's contributing. No, you're laughing. It's going to be funny. It's going to be funny.
He's been a phenomenal screener, Hawk. A phenomenal screener.
It's going to be so funny once you guys actually start paying attention and you buy in
to
what's happening.
Team. Yeah. We like this team. Okay. But
that to me, like, Davion's not putting up the big scoring numbers, but he's genuinely been so effing good this season. Really, he's been a really good starting point guard, and his numbers are phenomenal. His assist numbers have been great, and he defended Donovan Mitchell up and down the floor the other night.
A
ball hawk on the defensive end.
But when you
end,
say his numbers are great,
and
are
Crowder,
they, are
Crowder's
going
to look at his scoring numbers and say, "Oh, he's trash. He's not a really good point guard. Look, he's not scoring the basketball." But that's what makes his Heat team so much fun. He's doing all the other things.
Phenomenal assist. 8.
Yeah, that's great.
No, Davion Mitchell, actually, is this right? Averaging 9.
you see what I'm saying?
I'm telling
9,
you,
2, and 7. But he's averaging 7.5 assists a game is a good number.
Yeah, he's balling. He sets great screens.
That part was funny when I said, is he having a good season? You said he's had a great screen.
He set the screen in the biggest play of the season.
The elevator screen.
He was involved.
I got you.
No, it wasn't the elevator screen. He set the backdoor screen so that Andrew Wiggins could get wide open for the game-winning play to punctuate the best win of the season that you guys, for some reason, just keep saying, yeah, fun win.
It was a fun win. It was the 11th game of the season.
Okay, yeah. No, I know. I realize that. I know how to count.
I don't think you do.
I know how to count.
I don't think. But why do you think it's more than just a fun win?
What's up, Crowder?
I stumped him.
How's Davion Mitchell playing? Phenomenal.
Yeah,
you don't understand the impact he's having on this team.
No, you guys don't. Genuinely. No. You genuinely don't, because the Heat can't play at this pace without
preheat voice.
Without Davion Mitchell being a phenomenal point of attack defender point guard, where the other team's point guard is defending him, and without a screen, he's getting into the painted area and creating paint touches so that then the defense collapses on him and other players are open. Like, he's genuinely been vital to what the Heat are doing.
I believe you. Okay. How many minutes a game
is he
averaging?
Vital.
28 to 32.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's playing legit starters minutes.
All right.
Yeah, he's playing 30 minutes a game. Okay. He's vital, Hawks. He's vital.
This is what Spo talked about when he talked about the untrained eye. You know, you guys want to downplay Davion Mitchell? That's fine.
So what happens when Tyler is healthy?
We don't know.
Yeah.
That's a big question mark. Because Pella's been in the starting lineup, and he's been really good. Drew Smith off the bench has been really good. And Davion starting has been really good, but you're getting a 27-point per night scorer back, he's going to need minutes. Yeah. I don't know who's going to lose minutes.
Man, can't be Davion. He's vital.
Man, I can't wait till you watch your first Heat game and you see Davion balling. And you're going to be like, bro,
I've watched Davion, the dog, man.
Like, this guy's got, he's a dog, man.
Yeah. I like to see Triple J go for 30, then Davion set a screen.
Well, we like scoring. I mean, who doesn't want to watch scoring?
But I knew that was going to happen when you asked me how's Davion playing, and I said, really good. And I said, well, I know what's going to happen. Crowder's going to pull up the box score number, see he's scoring 8 points a game, and make fun of me, which I knew was going to happen. But he's instrumental to how the Heat have changed their offensive process.
And I trust you, and I admit it numerous times on this show through the years. You know more about basketball than me. I'm just telling you, when I talk about safety rotations and disguise blitzes and how everybody's doing such a great job and the linebacker is bossing right behind his three technique so he can play both ways, you don't know what I'm talking about. I don't give a damn that Davion Mitchell sets screens and plays the point on the top of the key. He has 8 points a game. He's not balling.
It's the same thing with football because I go, yeah, but how many sacks does he have? I don't want to hear what he's doing to help someone else get a sack. Like, yeah.
Solana, if you want to go talk to Jay Lucas about setting the top of the point key defense, I enjoy it all day. I don't know what you're talking about.
I get it. I get it. Untrained eye. I get it.
All right. But phenomenal, you know, is a very high bar. There's not many descriptions higher than phenomenal.
I feel very comfortable with the synonym I chose.
So
phenomenal.
Like, he's playing at the top of his game.
Best season of Davion Mitchell's career, and it's not close. It's not
close. We got to watch him during trade deadline because everybody wants 8-7-2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this? Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
They're going to steal him.
You guys want to hear Tua? You want to hear from Tua?
I do. I do.
This is honestly, Ben, don't come to the Amron Bank Arena tomorrow because I'm going to kick your ass. So Tua was asked today. We played the sound earlier of Mike McDaniel asked if he likes soccer. He said he loves soccer, even though he knew nothing about it.
Right.
Tua, Hawk, you would imagine 6-7 years Crowder living in Miami.
Oh, Crowder doesn't speak a lick of Spanish. He's been here 20 years.
Would he pick up a little bit of Spanish?
Okay.
Tua was asked today in Madrid if he's picked up any Spanish living in Miami.
I don't know. I say hello, and then I think they just realize, oh, yeah, he doesn't speak Spanish, and they say hi. Like they're just like, hello, like, can I take your order or something like that. So, I mean, I don't know too much Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Buenos dias, like, you know, just know.
I love that. We're giving that to DBJ, by the way. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
It's adorable. And then, this is my favorite part. So you guys know the Dolphins are playing at the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium, which
I want to be able to say that. Say it again.
Santiago Bernabeu Stadium.
Santiago Bernabeu?
Yeah. Bernabeu Stadium.
Bernabeu?
Yeah. So that's where Real Madrid plays.
Can you say that, Jimmy?
As much as I'm a fan, I cannot say it.
What does it sound like when you say it?
Santiago Bernabeu.
All right.
Bernabeu? I could do that.
What is it?
Bernabeu.
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 Beu.
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 I feel like I'm saying exactly what you're saying.
You're not. So,
I'm not.
So,
Bernabeu?
Jimmy's a big Real Madrid fan. And the you know how you say, like, go Fins for the Dolphins?
Mm-hmm.
They yell, what do they yell, Jimmy?
A la Madrid.
A la Madrid.
A la Madrid. So, while Tua's answering this question about knowing Spanish or not knowing Spanish, a reporter yells in the back, can you say a la Madrid? And this is Tua, it's adorable, trying to say a la Madrid.
What is it? A la Madrid. A la Madrid.
Yeah, that's cute. That's adorable. That's going to be all over Brazilian news. I mean, Spanish news, right?
All over.
Because that's like, I mean, that's like the biggest team.
Biggest team in the world.
Yeah, that's cool, actually. That's going to go like super viral in Spain.
But isn't it the dumb Americans?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
It's adorable. Yeah.
Bernabeu.
Bernabeu.
That stadium really is insane. Remember we were talking about it? I think maybe you might have been off, Hawk, but we were talking about how they keep the actual pitch up to standards. And it's the most complicated, or not complicated, but like the best system ever created in that stadium to keep the actual turf up to like the highest quality. They take the turf down beneath the stadium with like these infrared irrigation systems. Insane.
Infrared?
Infrared.
Is that what you said?
They give them a lot of information.
Yeah.
Infrared.
They grow off. They grow off knowledge.
So I was at this gas station yesterday filling up. This is when the guy yelled, you know, happy 60th at the Leonardo DiCaprio. So I didn't know this. I walked inside to get a cash pop ticket. And cash pop is $10. You can buy a cash pop for $1, $2, $5, or $10. I buy $10 tickets. So I see on the little terminal there that the, what's it called last night? Because I don't play this game. It was $900 million, though, last night.
The Mega Millions?
Mega Millions.
It's rolling over.
Right. Nobody won. Yeah. So I don't play Mega Millions. I don't know what it is. So I get up there. I go two cash pops for $10 each. And then I'll take 10 Mega Millions tickets. I got 900 million. Take a flyer on that. Do you know how much Mega Millions tickets are?
$5 a piece.
Yeah. So she printed out my tickets. She goes, $70. I go, oh, you got yours? Yeah. Oh, you bought three? Yeah. What a player.
Solana just ruined it for me. I didn't win last night.
But do you have a number one as the ball, the whatever ball?
Mega ball. No, 15, 13, 12. No.
Damn it. Because I got a number one. That was a $15 winner, just matching that one number.
Oh, wow.
But I go, you know, two cash pops and give me 10 of these Mega Millions. And she's like, okay. And she prints them off. $70. I go, what? Who's carrying around $70 cash? It was so shady. So I go, do you guys have an ATM? And they go, yeah, it's right over there. So I take my tickets and I put them in my pocket. I don't want to leave them there. I know they think they're about to have to jump over the counter and get me. But now I can't find the ATM. It's like tucked behind a wine dispenser. But I swear, I must have looked like such a clown because there were people behind me. So I was embarrassed already that I didn't have the money, that I had just bought lottery. I bought lottery tickets and I didn't have the money. I honestly was mortified. Like I go, what? Is that $70? I'm like counting my cash. I'm like, how much for one rib? You know, so I'm like, $70. So I'm like, do you have an ATM? And I'm sure they must have thought, there's no way this guy has $70 in his.
He got us.
Like, so I take the tickets. I have a new ATM card. I couldn't get it to work. I am sweating there. Like, you know, and she's helping people, but I know the lady and the other guy behind the counter are watching me with eagle eyes. And I have a feeling there's other people in the store who are just in line waiting to see how this plays out because they assume I'm just going to bolt out the door at some point. And I swear I've got sweat dripping off my forehead because I can't get the ATM card to work. And then, so then I decide, well, I'm gonna just take out $5,000 so they know I'm not playing around here. But it would only let me take out $200. Couldn't believe it. $5 a ticket for Mega Millions?
We got another lotto runner.
It's funny. Somebody puts on the chat, when I worked at a gas station, I never handed over the tickets unless they had the cheddar in hand. I had my wallet there. It showed like I had some money. And then she put the tickets down on the counter. I grabbed them and put them in my pocket. And then I was like, I'll go get the cash now. It was so shady. I felt it was... I must have looked so pathetic. So pathetic.
You know, there's places that you can use a debit card to get lotto.
Oh, really? I didn't know they had that available.
Pump and munch. Pump and munches. Yeah, and so I go there a lot of times, but if I do go to a random gas station, I've been caught up in there like you because I'm ready for the debit, and they say cash only. And I argue with them. I say, no, it's not. I do it all the time. And it's awkward me staring at
them. And what happens? Do they give you the tickets or no?
No, I don't know. Because same thing as you. I'll always go to the ATM and get, you know, take out $40 and buy my tickets. But I don't know if they can put them back in the machine or unnumber the numbers. That's weird.
No, somebody says, Hawk must have not known you can't use a card to buy a ticket, only cash. No, I had like $50 cash. For whatever reason, because, you know, they do say, when you tell them what tickets you want, they do say the price. Every time I buy a lottery ticket, if I say two cash pops or if I give them the cash pop thing, they'll say $20. And I say, yes, they know I have it. When I said 10 Mega Millions, I thought she said 15. And so I said, yes, but she said 50, which makes more sense because had it been $15, it would have been $1.50 a ticket, which makes no sense. So, like, I just didn't assume, like, $70. It's crazy.
You're going to hit him in the head, though, if you win.
Well, I didn't, but I'm going to get it back tonight on Josh Giddey.
Oh, so that was for yesterday's drawing.
That was yesterday's drawing.
Well, you can try again.
When's the next one?
Friday. The estimated cash payout, it's going to be $965 million is for the drawing. Estimated cash payout, $445.3 million $6.
Yeah, wait till I stick my head in that gas station after that and go, how you like me now? How you like me now?
Also, I'd like to offer my condolences to the penny.
I saw this. Mm-hmm. The final penny ever was minted today.
It was, yeah. The mint had its...
What? Yeah.
A ceremony led by the Treasury Secretary Bessent. End of an era.
Yeah, that's it.
Everything will be fives?
I guess. Well, no, the pennies stay in circulation for like 100 years. Like they don't go bad.
If I have a penny, I mean, it still holds value.
Yeah. They're just not making new ones. But over the course of the next 100 years or so, you'll just round up.
You'll round up?
Well, there will be no way to give someone a penny as change. So anything 5 cents or under, you won't have the denomination. So in other words, if your thing was $4.96,
right,
you'll give the person $5 because you can't give them 96 cents.
What if it's not? What if it's nine? What if it's? Yeah, it always have to round up then.
Yeah,
because if it's not,
you're not gonna give them less,
right? But
if it's $4.91, you got to give them 95.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if you're constantly short at the end of the day? If you're a business and you're constantly like you have to round down.
Well, no, you would round up.
So you always round up.
Well, why you can't sell something for $4.96 and then accept $4.90 for it?
No, but what if it's $4.92 and you accept $4.90? Now you're 2 cents short.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't accept less.
Right, but that doesn't make any sense. That's not fair to me. Well, like, if it's 92 cents, I've got to pay the extra 8 cents now.
Well, you only have to pay an extra 3 cents because you can get a nickel. You don't have to get up to $5. You can get to $4.95.
Yeah.
The most you would have to eat is 4 cents.
It's a lot. It adds up.
Well, you voted for the wrong candidate.
Somebody voted? I wasn't.
This was Trump's idea. He did. That was part of his thing. He's like, I want to get rid of the penny. That was actually Elon's thing. It was part of Doge. This is a money saving.
But
endeavor.
Because like the people in the treasure in the mint, they're just like wasting resources. I saw today
to actually produce mint it, a penny
right, so costs more
2.5 cents.
Yeah.
And so they're saying nobody uses pennies. They're not incorrect. I'm for it. I'm just goofing around with you. You wrote for the wrong person. But I'm for it. Like nobody needs pennies. Nobody needs pennies.
I'll miss a penny.
Well, they're going to be here before, like, you're going to be dead before the pennies are gone.
I got a fleet of pennies.
That's
thousands.
Not shocking.
I got buckets of pennies.
Who's on the penny again?
Oh.
That Honest Abe?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Hardaway.
and it's Brown. That's why I collect them. I like Abe and I like Brown.
It's copper. It's not brown.
It's brown.
What are you talking about? It's brown.
What color is copper?
Copper.
Brown.
Okay.
So what happens to Abraham Lincoln?
He dies.
They retire him. They retire him. He's going to move to Boca.
Well, they got to put him on something else, right? They got to put him on something else.
He's on the $5 bill.
Oh, all right.
He's going to move in with Hawk. Eat avocado toast.
Your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the 60s. It's in the 70s now. It'll drop into the 60s. That's sponsored by Chill Zone AC. Featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, Don Bailey Jr. in the next segment. We'll talk a little Canes football with him. Don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
They're not like us. 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 They're not like us.
Excellent throwback.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show 'em.
Show 'em, DVJ.
There's nobody like us, I assure you.
Love it.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's going to be on the call Saturday from Hard Rock Stadium as the Canes host NC State. Game kicks off 3:30 p.m. DBJ, Joe Zagacki, Josh Darrow, and it is all executive produced by the wizard Victor Bermudez. And pregame begins on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Danny Rabinowitz, Hollywood, Brian Monroe, and a cast of thousands. So, DBJ, after, and I was talking about this with Solana at the beginning of the show. Crowder wasn't here at the beginning of the show, so you didn't even hear this, Crowder. But I was saying, you know, there's three games left this season. Can you give a letter grade to the Hurricanes football team through the first nine games of the season?
I can't answer a quiz, a pop quiz. I was horrible at pop quizzes.
Well, Solana said a C, well, right? You said you gave him a C?
A C, DBJ, yes.
His point was that, because I said, listen, I think I could grade on a curve because when you beat Notre Dame and Florida and FSU, I kind of feel like you've got to be at least in B range, but then, you know, you've got the loss to SMU and Louisville. Solana's point was, correct me if I'm wrong, that if you're not going to be in contention for the ACC championship game, I can't give you anything better than a C. Now, if you do end up making the college football playoffs, which they can, the grade could go up. But, you know, through nine games, he's kind of at the C level.
Then I don't agree with him. I'm at the if I was going to pick, I would say definitely in the B level, because you're going to give somebody an average for beating Notre Dame. You're going to give somebody an average for beating Florida. You're going to give somebody an average for beating a ranked USF. Somebody an average You can't do that for beating Florida State, being state champ. That's an average year? No, I don't think so.
What would you give him, Crowder?
Yeah, I think I'm with you. There's big wins. Tough losses, but they have to be in the B's. You can give them a B-minus, Solana. You got to be in the B's.
Just based on the teams that they've beaten.
Yes. And what Notre Dame is doing, so like what they're still doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to take all that into account.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a C anywhere in that scope at all. I mean, is it do you argue B plus B or B minus? Yeah, you're in the B's. I think you're in the B's. And then, and as heartbreaking as the losses are, one was in overtime, and the other one, in all reality, I mean, you were on the 31-yard line and had a mishap, and it cost you an opportunity to at least tie it and then go for overtime or win the football game. So, you're way off.
You're way off, Solana.
Way off?
Well, he says you're way off.
I mean, you're way off.
I don't even think you'd agree with him on Davion Mitchell being phenomenal, would you?
Who?
That doesn't matter. DBJ, after the SMU debacle, Miami had like a get-right game against Syracuse, if you will, last Saturday. What's Mario's mood around the facility? You're around him. They've lost two of their last four, but they are coming off a win. So what's the mood?
The mood is, you know, his message, I give him a lot of credit. His message is very consistent, and he shares it with everybody. It's, we have to be 1-0 this week. Nothing matters except we have to win this football game. And was he disappointed in losing to SMU? Yeah. My God, it's devastating. A loss rips their hearts out. And he was devastated against Louisville. And, you know, I think any competitor, and Channing, you can agree or disagree, any competitor thinks they're going to win the football game, prepares to win the football game, and expects to win the football game. I don't care who they're playing. I really don't. I've never seen anybody going in, well, I hope we get out of this alive, or I hope they don't beat us too bad. Competitors don't think like that. So he expects, Mario Cristobal expects to win every game because they have prepared well enough to win every game. And if it happens, then so be it. If it doesn't, then you've got to go back and learn from every mistake that you made, which they make sure every single mistake is addressed, and then you move on and get ready for the next week.
And DBJ, speaking of that, I thought about it with the grading thing. Then I started thinking about, you know, the size of the ball, different positions. Are you surprised? Tell me if I'm wrong. I am way more concerned with the offense that has two great young receivers, has a six-year quarterback, first-round offensive lineman, and two, you know, good backs, and a Heisman Trophy candidates. But I thought I'd be more worried about the defensive secondary than the offense. Right now, the offense is the one, even going to North Carolina State, I'm more worried about the offense than the defense.
Going in, let's say, you know, in January, and then in the spring, and then in August, I had some concerns about August because of I had some concerns in August about the offense when you start looking at it and that you lost a second round draft pick at tight end, and how that guy, if he had come back and he was here, what would this offense look like if that guy was here? And you look at that, and then people forget that you lost a 1,000-yard running back. There's only been seven of them in Miami. In the history of the game that Miami's played, they had seven. So you lost a guy like that. Those were two surefire things. And then you throw in, you know, I think you lost five wide receivers. And I'm with you. I think Malachi Toney is the end result is far greater than what Restrepo is going to be, right? I mean, Restrepo, give him credit. He back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, competitor, did everything he's supposed to do. But you take Restrepo's freshman year and compare it to Malachi Toney's, there's no comparison. So I think Malachi Toney's got a big ceiling, but they had four or five guys last year that caught a hell of a lot of footballs and made a lot of plays. And if you look at now, you saw Miami didn't have DJ Daniels. He is a guy that was out last week and the week before, and you lost one of those football games. And that's the guy that made the catch of the year against Notre Dame that helped Miami win it. So I just think that I think there's some guys, the offense, yes, is not clicking like what people probably thought, but the memory that you have from last year of this offense, you may never see again. You just hold on to the memory. Because you had the first pick in the National Football League at quarterback running this football team. That just doesn't happen.
Right. Not,
it just doesn't happen. That's, I don't care how many years Carson Beck's here, and I don't, and he, and how good he done. That's a different level. The number one pick in the National Football League, period. That was your quarterback. That makes a lot of people look good.
Yeah, you don't just lose him and go, replace and repeat. Yeah, it's tough to do.
There's no plug and play with that deal. Now, there was a time in Miami where we went Jim Kelly and Bernie Kosar and Vinny Testaverde, and you know there was a time when you had that, but that's not fair to Carson Beck, and it's also it's the legacy that young man's going to leave here. You know, you're seeing some of that today.
It was a different era, because I always harken back to when Jarrett Payton told us what his running back room looked like when he came to UM. Remember Crowder was who was it? It was Clinton Portis.
Right.
It was go Second back. He was literally behind three NFL stars. And
I don't know if Adrian was there.
Yeah, McGahee, Portis.
Yeah.
Gore.
I don't know if Frank Gore came in. Frank Gore. Yeah. I think Frank Gore was in there too.
Yeah.
There was somebody else too that didn't make the NFL, but that was James.
Tyrone Moss or somebody that they say was better than everybody but kept hurting his knees.
I'm not going to say he's better than them dudes.
Hey, no. So DBJ, you did a great job in the Syracuse game. You finally got the Papa Roach line in, cut my life into pieces, and you did the other line that we gave you as well, which I'm forgetting what it was.
Mansions
in Wisconsin. That was a good one.
I love that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right, so we're going to give you two lines again for Saturday. We're going to keep it short and simple. We're going to give you two lines. The first one, so Leonardo DiCaprio was celebrating a birthday yesterday. Do you have any guess how old Leo DiCaprio is?
55.
Yeah, that'd be a fair guess. He was 51. Solana had put on the show sheet that he was 60, which I knew was ridiculous, and it was wrong, obviously. But it got us thinking about his famous movie Titanic and the Celine Dion song. And the first couple lines from the Celine Dion song, I think, is going to be very good and very easy for you to work into the broadcast. Here's how it sounds.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, No, maybe Carson Beck feels pressure without seeing it, gets rid of the ball. And you're like, you know, Joe, sometimes you just got to feel what's going on around you. Sometimes you don't even see it. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you, and I got to get rid of the ball.
Boy, that's going to go God. Yeah, okay.
You'll figure out a way.
I'll figure it out.
And then the Dolphins are playing in Spain on Sunday. Are you familiar with that?
I am. I heard Joe Rose on Monday morning saying that they're leaving.
Yeah, have you ever been to Spain?
No.
You have not? All right. Neither had Tua, I don't think. And so Tua was having his press conference today, and they asked him, can you speak Spanish? I mean, you're playing in Miami, and now you're in Spain. Can you speak Spanish? Here's what Tua said.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Buenos días.
So we want you to put that into the broadcast, just like that. Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
Buenos días.
That's easy.
All right. But don't don't give some flowery description of why you're saying that. Just drop it. Yeah, and maybe it is on a sack, you know? Oh, there he comes. Ruben Bain, he just said, hola, ¿cómo estás? Buenos días.
Perfect.
All right.
Let's hope he gets three sacks.
All right. You want to practice the Celine Dion one with me? Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
Every night in my dreams, I see you and I feel you.
Right, but don't be laughing. This is a very serious line.
I think do you mind if I put my wife's name first?
No, you cannot do that. You cannot do that.
Gotta hit him.
I need to get out of trouble, man. Help me out.
And I want you to sing it so we can mix it into the song. So if you could get a little, every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
But he should be staring into Josie's eyes.
Or someone's eyes. It doesn't have to be Joe. It could be Steph. It could be Victor, whoever. All right, we got to go, DJ.
God, you guys are doing it this time. Yep.
I mean, they can't all be cake. I mean, we got to make it work a little bit.
I understand. I'm up for the challenge.
Right.
You've
seen Titanic? You've seen the movie?
Yeah, like everybody's seen it 17 times.
All right. And you love it, right? It happens to be a great movie.
It was a good movie. I liked it.
Until the end. Like until that. The end, right, DBJ?
Yeah. The end is unbelievable.
Man, she killed Jack.
Yeah. She didn't kill Jack.
He could have fit on that door.
No, he tried twice, and the door kept flipping over.
No, she was leaning his way. She was leaning his way.
No, she wasn't.
She dumped him.
It was one of the greatest love stories of all time, DBJ. No. Don't tell me you're so heartless that you couldn't see
that. Threw the jewel worth hundreds of thousands of dollars into the ocean.
Because that's where it belonged. It belonged with her and the memory of Jack. It absolutely belonged at the bottom of the ocean.
The jewel she stole from her husband that she cheated on.
She didn't steal from him. He gave her the jacket. That was his dumb fault for not realizing the emerald of the world was in there.
She stole from the husband that she cheated on with Jack.
No, she did not steal from him. First of all, they placed the emerald of the world in there and tried to frame Jack, which was ridiculous. He got what was coming to him, and I'm talking about her. What was the actor who played Kate Winslet's love interest in there?
Gus Johnson?
Channing Crowder?
See you, DBJ.
See you guys.
Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call Saturday, Canes and NC State.
He has no idea.
I know. It's just like a barrage of nonsense there at the end. He's like, what am I doing here?
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.